All right, get ready, because we're diving deep into something pretty cool today: project-based learning. You probably heard the term floating around,
Oh, definitely a buzzword these days.
but we're going to go way beyond just the hype. Think of this deep dive as like your ultimate guide to not just knowing what PBL is, but really why it's so awesome for students, especially in our crazy digital world.
And we'll dig into how you can actually use it right in your own classroom.
I'm hooked already. First things first, PBL isn't just about like tacking on a project at the end of a unit, right?
You hit the nail on the head. It's a totally different way of approaching learning.
Why
Imagine,
I'm all ears.
instead of students just learning facts from a textbook.
The way we all did it, basically.
Exactly. And maybe doing a project to show what they memorized. What if they got to tackle a real-world problem and learn the stuff they need along the way?
So they're learning because they need to solve something, not just to know it.
Exactly. And all the research shows this approach really helps them understand things better
That makes total sense.
and remember things longer.
And I bet it's way more engaging for them, too.
No doubt about it. Think about it this way.
Yeah.
Who's going to be more excited? A student reading a chapter on solar energy?
Page after page of facts.
Or a student building an actual solar oven to bake cookies with?
All right, you got me. That solar oven sounds way more fun. But I'm guessing it's more than just keeping them entertained, right?
You're so right. There's so much more to it. PBL helps students develop those all-important 21st century
The ones
skills.
everyone keeps talking about.
You know, collaboration, communication, critical thinking, problem solving. And those aren't just empty buzzwords.
They're the skills that matter in the real world.
Exactly. The skills employers are actually looking for.
So it's not just about acing the next test. It's about getting them ready for life after school.
Absolutely. In a world where we're bombarded with information,
Every single day.
it's not enough to just know a bunch of facts.
You have to know what to do with them.
Right. Students need to know how to evaluate information, think critically, and solve tough problems. And PBL helps them do that.
In a way that feels real.
Exactly.
So I'm totally seeing how PBL takes learning to a whole new level.
Yeah.
But before we dive into how to actually do it, I think it's important to clarify something. How is this different from just giving any old project?
That's a great question. And that's where a lot of teachers, they get a little tripped up.
I can see how that happened.
Because with traditional projects, the learning comes first. And then the project is like a way to show what they learned.
Right, like a demonstration.
Exactly. PBL flips that whole thing around.
So the project is driving the learning.
You got it.
Instead of giving them all the answers up front, we're helping them figure out what they need to know.
Precisely. And that process of discovery,
It's like their own learning journey.
that's what makes PBL so powerful. One model I find really helpful for understanding this is the Make It Matter framework.
Okay, make it matter.
It basically boils down to three key things:
All right, lay it on me.
ideas that matter, effort that matters, and work that matters.
I love how simple and clear that is. So let's break it down. First up, ideas that matter. What does that actually mean?
Well, it starts with focusing on the big ideas, the really important questions and concepts that go beyond just memorizing facts.
I like that.
We're talking about deep, meaningful ideas that students can really connect with personally.
So it's about uncovering deeper meaning, not just covering a ton of content.
Exactly. And this is where letting students have a voice is so crucial.
Letting them speak up about what matters to them.
Right. There's a principal named Jennifer Geyer. She's a huge advocate for student-driven PBL. And she talks about how important it is to let students ask their own questions and even guide the direction of the project.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's amazing what happens when you trust students to lead their own learning.
That's such a big shift from the traditional way of doing things, where the teacher is like the keeper of all knowledge.
It is a shift,
Yeah.
and it leads perfectly into our next principle, effort that matters.
Okay. Effort that matters. Tell me more.
It's about shifting the responsibility for asking questions and finding answers.
So instead of the teacher always doing that,
Right. We're helping students become the ones who are curious.
like little detectives of their own learning.
Exactly. Which is such a valuable skill these days.
Especially with all the information out there online.
Absolutely. There's this really cool technique. It's called the question formulation technique.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
And it basically guides students to come up with their own questions, to put them into different categories, and then figure out which ones are the most important.
So they're taking charge of their learning from the very beginning.
You got it.
It's not just about asking any random question,
Right.
it's about asking good questions.
Yeah.
That will help them really understand what they're learning.
Exactly. Imagine you give students a statement like, "Revolutionaries have changed the world." And then they might ask, How have revolutionaries changed the world? Or can you change the world without being a revolutionary?
I love that.
Then they can figure out, is that an open-ended question, a closed-ended question?
It makes them think so much deeper than just spitting back facts.
It really does.
And it sounds like it helps them plan their project, too. Like, figure out what information they need to find.
Absolutely. Which brings us to the final piece, work that matters.
Work that matters. I feel like this is where it all comes together. Mm-hmm. What makes student work really matter in PBL?
It's all about making sure their work has an impact beyond the classroom. It's not just about getting a grade. It's about having a real impact on the world.
So it matters to someone beyond just the teacher.
Exactly. Remember that solar oven example?
Yeah, the one that makes cookies.
What if those students actually took their oven out into the community and partnered with a local community center to teach younger kids about solar energy?
I love that.
That's work that truly matters.
It's making a difference. So how do we help our students create that kind of work?
One key thing is giving students choices. Choices in how they approach the problem.
Letting them have some say in things.
Right. Think about a traditional book report.
The classic school assignment.
Versus how you could approach literacy through PBL.
Okay, I'm curious.
So a student might read a book. Maybe about a character who starts a community garden.
Sounds inspiring.
And then in a traditional setting, they just write a report.
Summarizing the book.
Right. But in PBL, maybe they tackle a real literacy issue in their community. Maybe they design a reading nook in a local park or create a podcast to review books.
Like a book club podcast.
Exactly. Or they could even write and illustrate their own children's book.
Wow.
And donate it to a local library.
That is so much cooler than just a regular book report.
It's about connecting their learning to something real.
And letting them be creative.
Absolutely. Another thing that's important to emphasize with PBL is that there's not just one right answer.
Oh, that's interesting.
Which can be a bit of a change for students.
Right.
Especially those who are used to traditional tests.
Where there's always a right answer and a wrong answer.
Exactly. But in PBL, there might be multiple solutions.
Right. So it's more about the process.
And how they think about the problem.
That makes sense. But let's be real for a second. How do we actually make this happen in a classroom?
Yeah.
You know, with limited time and resources. It feels kind of overwhelming.
I hear you. Implementing PBL does require a shift in mindset.
A different way of thinking about teaching.
Right. But the good news is you don't have to do it all at once.
That's a relief.
You can start small.
Baby steps.
Exactly. Instead of giving a lecture on ecosystems.
From the textbook.
Right. What if you presented your students with a real environmental challenge that's happening in their community and let them brainstorm solutions?
Oh, I like that.
Or you could give them more choices in how they show what they've learned, even within existing projects.
So it's more about gradually incorporating PBL principles than making a huge change overnight.
You got it. Another important part of implementing PBL successfully is clearly defining the purpose of the project.
The purpose.
Think of it like setting a destination for a road trip.
Yeah.
We didn't just hop in the car and start driving.
Yeah.
Without knowing where you're going.
Exactly. You might end up somewhere you don't want to be.
Lost and confused.
It's the same with PBL. Before you and your students even start thinking about project ideas, you need to figure out the purpose of the project. Is it to inform people about something, to inspire them, to persuade them to do something, to design a solution to a problem?
So it's like the big why. Behind the project.
That's a great way to put it.
So if my students are super passionate about making our school more eco-friendly, maybe the purpose of our project could be to design a plan to reduce waste in the cafeteria.
Perfect example. That gives them a clear direction to focus on.
It's like a roadmap for their project.
And when we talk about work that matters, often that means there's a real audience for their work.
Not just the teacher grading it.
Right. Think beyond the classroom.
Like a real-world audience.
Exactly.
So in that eco-friendly project, instead of just presenting their plan to me, they could present it to the school principal or the PTA or even a local environmental organization.
Now you're getting it. That real-world audience makes their work so much more meaningful.
And it helps them develop those important communication skills, too.
Absolutely.
And let's be honest, knowing that their work might actually be used by real people, that's a huge motivator.
For sure.
I'm really starting to see how PBL can totally transform learning.
It changes not just what students learn, but how they learn.
It gives them more control.
And makes them more excited about learning.
But we can't ignore the elephant in the room. What about those high-achieving students who are used to traditional teaching and tests? This whole open-ended PBL thing might be a little jarring for them.
That's a great point. PBL does ask students to embrace uncertainty and be okay with not knowing all the answers right away.
Which can be tough for some students.
But remember, we're not just throwing them in the deep end without any support.
So it's about providing structure and guidance.
Even within this more flexible framework.
Exactly.
Clear expectations and regular check-ins with students. Those are key.
So they know what's expected of them.
Right. You can break down a big project into smaller chunks with clear deadlines for each chunk.
Like the good old chunking method.
That's a classic strategy for a reason.
It helps break things down into manageable pieces.
And it gives those high-achieving students a little more structure.
While still allowing for creativity and problem solving.
Exactly.
But I'm still a little curious about the assessment part. How do we measure learning when the process is just as important as the final product?
That's where rubrics and formative assessments come in.
Okay, tell me more about those.
Traditional tests and quizzes, they don't always capture everything that's happening in PBL.
Because it's about more than just memorizing facts.
Exactly. But a well-designed rubric can help you assess not just the final product, but also those important skills like collaboration, critical thinking, and communication.
So instead of just grading the solar oven, we're also looking at how they worked together, how they solved problems, how they communicated their ideas.
Exactly. And formative assessments throughout the project.
Like little check-ins along the way.
Exactly. Think quick check-ins, peer feedback, self-reflections.
So they can get feedback as they go.
Right. It helps them stay on track and make adjustments if they need to.
That makes a lot of sense. It's a much more holistic approach to assessment.
It's about the whole learning journey.
And don't forget the power of student self-assessment.
Oh, that's so important.
PBL gives students a chance to reflect on their own learning, to think about their strengths and weaknesses.
And set goals for themselves.
Those are skills that will help them their whole lives.
Absolutely.
This conversation has really opened my eyes to the power of PBL. I'm seeing how we can shift the whole dynamic of learning.
It gives students more ownership.
And makes them more excited about learning.
That's what it's all about.
It's not just about preparing them for a specific job.
It's about giving them the skills and mindsets to thrive in our ever-changing world.
I love that.
It's about empowering them to become lifelong learners who are ready to tackle any challenge that comes their way.
I'm feeling super inspired. But before we wrap things up, I have one last question that's been bugging me. We've talked a lot about the awesomeness of PBL, but what about those teachers who might be a little hesitant to try it? What advice would you give them?
Well, I think the biggest thing is don't be afraid to let go a little.
Let go of what?
Well, embrace the messiness that comes with PBL.
Messiness? You don't mean like literally messy classrooms, do you?
Uh-huh. Well, a little creative chaos is definitely part of it. But what I really mean is PBL is unpredictable.
Okay, I can see that.
It's not like a step-by-step recipe you follow.
There's no perfect formula.
Right. There are going to be detours along the way, unexpected challenges, times when you feel like you have no idea what's going to happen next.
So it's more like navigating uncharted territory.
Exactly. And you know what? Those are the moments when the real magic of PBL happens.
I expect that.
Because in those moments of uncertainty, students are building resilience. They're learning to adapt and they're developing those crucial problem-solving skills.
So we're not just teaching content. We're teaching them how to think.
And how to approach challenges.
Which is so important for life in general.
Absolutely. And as teachers, we have to model that too.
Be okay with not having all the answers.
Right. It's okay to say, I don't know the answer to that, but let's figure it out together.
I love that, that collaborative spirit.
That's what PBL is all about.
So it's a shift for teachers too. From being the sage on the stage.
To more of a facilitator.
A guide on the side.
Exactly. And speaking of guides, we can't forget about the role of technology in PBL.
Oh, yeah. Technology can be such a powerful tool.
Especially in our digital world.
Students can use it for research.
Collaboration. Communication. Yeah. Even for showcasing their work.
It's like giving them a toolkit for the 21st century.
I like that.
They can access information from anywhere.
Connect with experts around the world.
And work together in totally new ways.
And they're not just passively consuming information.
They're creating things.
Sharing their own knowledge.
They can build websites.
Design presentations.
Make videos.
Even start their own podcasts.
That's amazing. It's taking student voice to a whole new level.
It really is.
And along the way, they're developing those essential digital literacy skills.
Like how to evaluate online sources.
How to communicate effectively online.
And even how to think critically about the impact of technology.
This is really blowing my mind. PBL isn't just about preparing students for jobs.
It's about preparing them for life.
To be active, engaged citizens in our digital world.
That's what it's all about.
This has been such an incredible deep dive. I'm feeling so inspired and ready to start incorporating PBL into my own teaching.
I'm so glad to hear that. And remember, the most important thing is to just start somewhere.
Take that first step.
Experiment. Find what works for you and your students.
You don't have to do it all at once.
The journey is just as important as the destination.
And who knows? You might even find you enjoy the messiness along the way.
Embrace the chaos.
But before we go, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought-provoking question.
A challenge to ponder.
What problem or issue in your own community could your students authentically address through a PBL project?
Let that question simmer.
We encourage you to think about your students' passions and explore the amazing possibilities of project-based learning. Until next time, keep diving deep.